Aretha and Shayna Fool, WDGY, under a cloudy sky at 70 in the Twin Cities.
Morris Hirsch resigning as head of the state welfare office in Minnesota. This is Donald K. Martin, WDGY's information report at 825. Presented by the greatest name in savings, Save Sound at Twin City Federal, where the famous twin clocks flash time and temperature. Morris Hirsch, head of the Minnesota Department of Public Welfare since 1955, will resign effective the 1st of November. Hirsch said yesterday that he intends to retire from public employment. Governor Anderson's office is seeking a replacement for the post, but there is apparently no prime candidate as yet. Hirsch is 65 years old. A 16-year-old Little Rock Rapids, Minnesota boy killed near Little Rock Lake yesterday evening in a truck motorcycle collision. The victim identified at WDGY as Randy Cruiser. Authorities said his motorcycle struck a truck on U.S. Highway 10 at about 5:30 yesterday afternoon. The boy died about an hour later. Little Rock Lake is located 10 miles northwest of Sauk Rapids. A 17-year-old Minneapolis boy, Walter Kennedy, is drowned yesterday while swimming in a Canadian lake. He had been participating in a wilderness course sponsored by the Minnesota Outward Bound School. Details of a new contract offer are to be presented to members of Local 12 of the Office Workers Union this morning in Minneapolis. The contract offer was made yesterday evening by the Minneapolis Gas Company. Local 12 members have been honoring the strike by members of the Gas Workers Union at Minnegasco since the 12th of August. No details of the offer have been released. The Minnesota Supreme Court has refused to stop the pairing of two South Minneapolis schools, a step being taken by the Minneapolis School Board to correct racial imbalance. The court rejected a motion for a restraining order sought by a group of parents opposed to the pairing. Earlier yesterday, the suit had been dismissed in Hennepin County District Court. The schools are Hale and Field Elementary Schools. Crime has taken a 6.8% jump in Minnesota in 1970. That word yesterday from the annual crime statistics as released by the FBI. The total number of crimes in Minnesota rose from 74,842 in 1969 to 80,034 last year. The state rate, however, has remained lower than the 11% climb in the national crime rate. Governor Anderson has announced yesterday the state has been allocated $11 million in federal funds to develop an emergency employment program. The governor appointed Frank Adams of Minneapolis to administer the program. Anderson says $5.6 million has been allocated to the four largest cities in the state and the eight largest counties, with the remaining $5.4 million set aside for the governor to plan a public employment program for the balance of the rest of the state. The program will operate in counties having an unemployment rate of 4% or more. 65 counties thus qualify. The Soviet Union has joined the international money game today, devaluing the ruble in relation to all major foreign currencies except the American dollar and French franc. The change is not expected to have any real effect on Western money markets, since the ruble cannot be freely converted in foreign trade. Saigon military police have arrested 40 or 50 students today as they distributed leaflets attacking President Thieu from a funeral procession. One student was injured in the melee. Police used tear gas and automatic rifle fire to break up the march. A black revolutionary group calling itself the Black Liberation Army.
Hello. Hello, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is a test. Hello, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Bad brother, George Jackson. Police are looking for five people, including a young white woman. California authorities are also looking for 28-year-old lawyer Stephen Bingham. Bingham had been charged with five counts of murder yesterday for allegedly giving black revolutionary George Jackson that gun that he used in his abortive escape attempt from San Quentin prison last month. Under California law, an accomplice of a crime is guilty of the same offense as the individual committing the crime. WDGY Sports reports Chicago's White Sox losing out to our Minnesota Twins in a 10-inning game last night, the Twins taking it 4-3. Two doubleheaders last night in the Northern League, both of them split decisions. St. Cloud won their first game from Aberdeen 4-1, then lost the second by a 13-4 count. And Watertown over Sioux Falls, 4-1 in their first game. The Packers rallying in the second game to take the nightcap, 6-5. WDGY reports more information in a moment. You know, some people seem to think that accumulating money is a matter of luck. Someday, they keep telling themselves, Lady Luck's going to smile, and they'll have it made. Well, as most of you know, it just ain't that way. The only pie that you're going to find in the sky is what you put out there yourself. And the best way to do that is with a savings account at Twin City Federal. Save part of all that you earn. You're going to have money to do the happy things you want to do. Saving pays in many think happy ways. And those Twin City Federal folks are in the strongest position to help you. Not only do they have the strength and the safety you like, but they've got the interest rates you like. 6%, for example, on two-year certificates, $2,000 minimum. Get some of that think happy feeling going for you. Save where the famous twin clocks flash time and temperature. Twin City Federal. That's the way to be better off next year than you are now. For the Twin Cities, WDGY forecast partly cloudy to cloudy skies through tonight. Chance of a few more thunderstorms and showers this afternoon and tonight. Clearing by tomorrow. High today of 82, low tonight 66, tomorrow's high 85. This report presented by the Savings Institution in the strongest position to help you build money. Safe sound at Twin City Federal, where the famous twin clocks flash time and temperature. This is Donald K. Martin, reporting 70 degrees at WDGY Minneapolis.
Good morning. It's 8:30.